Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Mixed rain and snow, possible freezing rain today. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A Port Hope man is facing assault on a police officer and other charges stemming from a confrontation Thursday. Authorities were called to a home just before 3 a.m. on Phillips Road to an assault in progress. Upon arrival, police noticed one person being assaulted and intervened. During that arrest, one officer was allegedly assaulted and required medical attention. The unidentified man is charged with assaulting police, drug possession, and uttering threats. He was remanded for a bail hearing. A Coburg man is facing charges for allegedly rummaging through vehicles. Police were called early Sunday morning to the area of Elgin Street West and Strathy Road, advising that a man was going through vehicles at a business and fled from security when approached. Police later located that man. He was arrested and charged with theft under $5,000. A Crimmy Township man is wanting no heavy truck signs erected on telephone roads, stating these large vehicles pose a risk to public safety, degradation of the road, and potential environmental damage. David Forsyth presented to Brighton Municipal Council Tuesday, saying the posting of these signs will give the provincial police more authority to enforce this restriction.
These roads were never designed or constructed to accommodate heavy commercial truck traffic. They are local township roads intended for residents, agricultural access, school buses, and light service vehicles, not transport trucks.
Council referred Forsyth's request for signage to municipal staff for further investigation and provide a report to council for later consideration. In sports, the Coburg Cougars face Collingwood tonight, while the Jays open Grapefruit League action tomorrow against the Philadelphia Phillies. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your Truly Local 3-day weather forecast is next.
Calling all cowboys and cowgirls. The Rotary Club of Port Hope welcomes you to their popular annual fundraiser, Enjoy the Flavors of Port Hope, Saturday, February 28th at 5:30 p.m. at the Coburg Lions Community Center. There's a casual country theme this year, and for one night only, you can feast on samplings from 11 local favorite restaurants who come together under one roof. In addition to great food, there will be games, silent and live auctions, and live entertainment. Help raise money for worthy local initiatives while having chuckloads of fun together. Tickets are $100 per person and available online at porthoperotary.com. Tickets sell fast, so don't delay. Dust off your boots and join the fun February 28th.
As the new year begins, step into a place where magic is always in season. Visit the Black Rabbit Mystical Emporium, 54 John Street in Port Hope, where the magic is here. Browse a thoughtful collection of crystals, curios, and spiritual tools, each with a story waiting to be found. Whether you're exploring your spiritual path, simply curious, or looking for a meaningful gift, you'll find something special at the Black Rabbit Mystical Emporium. Start the new year with a little magic. Follow us on social media for upcoming workshops.
Now here's your Truly Local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Periods of mixed snow and rain this morning, changing to a risk of freezing rain. Temperature steady near plus 1. Cloudy with a slight chance of snow tonight, low minus 3. Cloudy, 30% chance of snow for Saturday and Sunday, high around 0. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.